Good evening. James McKenna here with my Science Hour for December 26, 2019. Merry Christmas yesterday. Boy, do I have a lot of topics to cover tonight. Looking forward to 2020 and also a little recap of 2019. Wow, what a crazy, crazy year. This will go down, but I don't know if there is any change for 2020, but I'll be talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. Looking into 2020, somewhat of a projection. But today I want to reflect a little bit. And I know there's probably many people that are listening for the first time. They might be visiting relatives or friends for the holidays. And this is the first time they may have heard me. But I want to talk a little bit about the history of white people. Now, if you go into a history book, they simply aren't there. So white people come from? Where did they, where did they have their roots? Because let's just go into a history book. The history book claims that the cradle of civilization was in the Valley of Mesopotamia, thousands of years ago, and that's where intelligent life supposedly developed. And then somehow you have Babylon, then you have the transition into somehow modern Egypt, which is modern Egypt, what we call ancient Egyptians, the pharaohs, etc. This is really very modern. And the story is so twisted and convoluted that it hardly can even be recognized anymore. But then, all of a sudden, there seems to be a lull in civilization activity. Then all of a sudden, you have the Greeks and, a bit of activity in Turkey. And then all of a sudden, people just emerge, to the north of the Black Forest. You have the Caucasians. I mean, where did they come from? Trees? The history book is so convoluted and ridiculously false that, they don't really cover that topic. We know that they claim that the populations that emanated out of the Mesopotamian Valley, and by the way, they don't mention Noah's flood. They don't mention other genealogies that are very, very well documented. I'll be talking about those in a minute. But then all of a sudden, these herds of people go into Africa, and supposedly that's where the black people come from. Once again, the black people, their true history is completely obfuscated. Just because they're from Africa, it's kind of one of those things. Well, the black people lived in Africa, so that's where the black people lived. But it doesn't talk about, you have races of black people within Africa. They're tall and they're short. You have the very short ones and everything in between. The white races also, we know there were giants in Patagonia, southern tip of South America. When Magellan came through, he carried one on his boat. He carried a femur of one back to the Vatican after his around-the-world sail. This is brushed over. A student in school should raise his hand and say, sister, or teacher, or whoever, hey, this is complete baloney. How do you expect us to sit here and believe a shred of what you're saying? Okay, so then, according to standard history, these people that we really don't know what they look like or anything like that migrate, allegedly, through the east and into China, then Japan, and then over the Bering Straits and become the Aztecs, Incas, and the Mayas, those people are totally, totally different, absolutely totally different. And once again, there's no going back to Europeans. Remember that there was the Black Forest, massive forests that covered Europe at the time. So when the Roman armies finally started penetrating that far, when they reached out that far in their empire conquest, they met up with Germanic tribes that had existed up there for who knows how long, but they certainly were not connected in any way, shape, or form to this valley of Mesopotamia. Absolutely absurd. And then you get up to the Scandinavian countries, where there was a high level of development, the Vikings, etc., who then populated the British Isles, and that's basically where I came from. But there again, how did those people get up there from Mesopotamia? The history book kind of leaves out that little, did a couple people just happen to wander up through the Black Forest one day and start all those races up there? I mean, it's just not there. What I'm telling you is that the real history of man is so missing from real, from reality. There's no reality in the history books. What they're teaching is complete and utter garbage. So, I mean, it's just beyond absurd that that in a couple thousand years, the black people of Africa are somehow descended from the same group that became the Chinese and the Japanese that then somehow crossed the Bering Strait and became the Incas, Aztecs, and Mayas. And now they don't even mention the Polynesians. They just kind of pop out of Australia someplace and sail some canoes to the east to populate the Samoa and the South Pacific Islands and Melanesia and, the Filipinos. They don't mention them. They don't have an origin either. Where do the Philippine people come from, or the Micronesia, thousands and thousands of islands that are populated? I mean, it just doesn't even, I mean, the history of man in general, but today I'm specifically picking on the white people, of which I'm one, white, blue eyes, light blonde hair. And in the wintertime when it's cold out, then my hair gets kind of brown, but a very curly, natural curl, but a big wavy curl, not like pin curls, so to speak. So anyway, to imagine that within a few thousand years, all of these different races of man somehow evolved out of this valley in Mesopotamia, which according to the Leakeys, which is complete fabrication also, that somehow that there was a change from man, from these little kind of like ape-like creatures that they find a cheekbone of now and then that are supposedly millions of years old. I mean, this story of man is just not even possible. And, for example, when Marco Polo found the spice route across land to the east and started the trading, the Chinese were already well established. But the point is that in a couple thousand years, evolution, they say, is this long, arduous path, and would it take, millions of years. And they expect you in the history books to believe that all this happened within a couple thousand years. Well, that's a few generations, So anyway, getting back to the white people, and you could do this for the black people, etc. But the reason I'm picking the white people is because their genealogy is what produced the Jesus Christ. And the Hebrews, and this is, again, all mixed up because recent history is all turned around upside down and backwards, and it is not taught. The history books have been completely rewritten. But you can find there is written documentation for, the way they actually divide it up is between Abraham and the Babylonian captivity, and then down to King David, and then down to Christ. was 14 generations plus 14 generations plus 14 generations. And sometimes they will read that at Christmas time. And so the genealogy to get down to Christ is very well known. And the other issue is that these the European races of white people, that's the way it was before there was a lot of commerce and traffic in the world where there was more mixing of the races. Europe was a white continent, and of course that spilled over into the what we call the United States now. When that began, that was a white continent started by Christians, and then you had the East Indies trading companies, which went in the most horrific fashion. Now, who were the East Indies companies? They were Jewish people from the Netherlands, basically, and that had trading. They built boats, and they trafficked the black people as slaves. They trapped them, literally, like animals in Africa, and herded them into these ships where they had a little space. Many of them died on the way over, and then sold them as slaves in the growing United States. So that was the slave trade, and of course, the whole issue there, that I'm not going to talk about that. But the United States started as a white Christian nation, and that was a spillover from Europe. But the point is not to talk about modern history or the starting of the United States, etc. But where did these white Europeans come from? If you look in your history book, there's no answer. They don't even mention them. Where do the whites that came from Scandinavia, the Vikings, where did they come from? That there's no mention of it. It's just like, oh, there they are, around 800 AD. The Vikings are building 200-foot sailing vessels, or 100-foot, the big Viking sailing, basically a canoe, open canoe, with lapstrate planking, etc., have metal work and language and theology, you know, multi-deity theology, etc., and then converted to Christianity eventually, all the Nordic countries and Europe, essentially. And this is a very interesting thing, is when the apostles went out, they went into Europe, into the white populations. That's where the 12 apostles went when they did their teachings. But anyway, okay, so then the question is, what is the real story? So the real story is that the white race goes very far back into history. And they were there, just like the black races go very far back into history, or the Chinese, or the Japanese also. The Oriental races go very far back into history. And this is long, long before anything would have happened in Mesopotamia. What's bizarre today is to see scientists bending over backwards to, for example, say that the Christmas star was a planetary alignment or some kind of stellar alignment. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The Christmas star had many, many properties, not the least of which it was something extremely unusual and was not part of the regular night sky. So the three kings, for example, were wise men. They were called wise men, and that in those days that implied they studied the heavens and they knew the signs, and they were waiting for a sign passed down through thousands and thousands of years, that when this sign appeared in the heaven, the Messiah would come to earth. That was the prediction. That was the prophecy. So the three kings independently, not communicating, they didn't call up each other on their cell phones. They lived in completely different countries to the east. And they traveled probably from as far as India. That's the estimation. So this wasn't a jump in a Mercedes-Benz, drive across the desert in a couple hours deal. They had to pack, they had to get their staff organized, and they had to set out on a trip that they didn't know how far it was. It turned out it would be many, many thousands of miles, probably 4,000 to 5,000 miles. These kings came in from totally independent countries, and they met along the way. And these stories are very well documented. They brought gifts because they were expecting the Magi, the person, the promised person. And so when they get to Bethlehem, now, if you go through the genealogy that comes from Abraham, comes down to Christ, it's they're white people. They are white people, and they were the people then also who became that filtered into Europe. And so when Christ was born, Europe, the white people in Europe were already there. The white people in Scandinavia were already there. They were developing at that point, but they were very much already there. And these are the 12 lost tribes of Israel. And so the modern history and the use of the word Israel is a total deviation from what happened in history. But the point is that the genealogy of the white people was already established in ancient history, and this has been just pushed out of the history books. It's just been eliminated from the history books. Absolutely incredible. So anyway, if you want a good, maybe 15-minute read, go and get the genealogy of Christ and how that came down to him through Abraham. And they have all of the people. Now, it's unlike if you went to find your genealogy today, you might go back a couple generations to maybe somebody like in my case, my great grandparents who came from Ireland, you know, and I'd probably get back about that far. And before that, it's pretty vague. I mean, maybe we could go back to Ireland and check that out, or et cetera. But if you get back really far in history, there's really not a lot of written history. But what happened around 800 AD was that the Vikings, who were established in Norway, primarily in Norway, Scandinavia, came down and populated the north and western coasts of Ireland and the British Isles. So there were a couple different groups in Ireland and in England. You had the fair-skinned, the red-haired people, and some came through Northern Europe, and some came from the Scandinavian, basically Norway. And the Celts, for example, were a white race, and the English. So this is just part of history. And this genealogy goes way back, long, long before any kind of activity in Mesopotamia. And this is something, by the way, I used to do when I would teach astronomy. I taught astronomy at the university level for a number of years. And as I'd come into the classroom one day, I have this actually written in my books about how I talk about this, but I'd come into class one day about a third of the halfway through the class, and the students would be sitting there kind of like, oh, you know, more astronomy, you know, they were there, I was there. And so when I'd see this, I'd say, okay, today we're going to do something a little different. And so I'd without them really understanding what I was doing, I'd say, okay, we're gonna play a little kind of a mind game today. And so they're, oh, okay, something new and different. That's good. And so I'd say, well, somebody think of something that wasn't here last week, down the street, a new building, something, and somebody, oh, yeah, there's a new there's a new shopping mall going up. They just broke ground down the street. Oh, okay, that's something. What was there before? Well, just a open field. There was nothing there. And so the history of that spot, you could go back into history, and really nothing had been there since the beginning of the United States and before. And I'd say, okay, well, let's go back a month. What is here that was not there a month ago? So somebody would think, there's a new housing development that's going in down in a certain area, so there's new groundbreaking and housing going in, the same situation. What was there before? Were there people living there? No. Was there, it might have been cows grazing in a field, but other than that, there was nothing there. Then I'd say, okay, what about 6 months ago? And I'd go through this routine. I'd say, what was there? Okay, let's go back a year. Then 5 years. Then 10 years. Then 20 years. Then 50 years. Then 100 years. And then I'd say, okay, well, let's go back 500 years, before the Europeans came to the United States, what we call the United States now. And what was here? Well, potentially, races, etc., some sparse populations of natives. And then let's go back to Europe. Let's go back and talk about the where these races of people came from. And as I mentioned, once you get back to the point of Marco Polo, finding the trade route to the east, those civilizations in the east were already there. They had the silk trade developed. They had the spices. They had the, things like origami, paper. They had a language, written language, history, culture, and on and on. And so those were already there. And so these, if you go back, if you keep going back, drilling back farther into history, what you see is that as these pockets of population started developing and started to grow outwards, they would expand, and they would bump into these other civilizations that were already in existence. And so anyway, at this point at the class, I'd say, okay, and the students were starting to figure this out on their own, that this story of the population of the world starting in Mesopotamia and branching outwards couldn't possibly be true. So they understood that what they had been taught in terms of history was complete fabrication. And they started talking amongst themselves, well, wait a minute, how could this be? How could this be? Because once you start actually analyzing it, history that you're taught doesn't make any sense at all. So then I said, okay, well, we got a problem here. The history you've been taught simply can't possibly be true. So I said, your task for tonight, your homework, is to go to the library, go to sources of information, and this is before there was an active internet, by the way. Go to the library, go to sources of information, encyclopedia, wherever, and look up and see what the real story is. Find the real story, please. They would come back the next class angry, just raving angry that they had been taught a piece of history, and then they realized it. And I told them, and this is all, planned by myself, and I would do this in every class that I was in. And the people would, one by one, wake up to the fact that they had been just taught a bunch of garbage that couldn't possibly be true. And then they realized that there is no real information about their history. And this included not just white people, this included, this was a state-operated university system. And so these were everybody. These were all races, everybody, Orientals, blacks, whites, everybody. And they would all realize that their history that they had been taught was completely fabricated and could not possibly be true. So the point I'm making is if you want to find the genealogy of Christ, you can go find it. And person by person, generation by generation, all of the names are there. And that's why when they called out the Roman Empire called out to have a census. Remember, this is back in the year, like 2,000 years ago, literally. 2,000 years ago, more or less, the Roman Empire called out for a census, and those people back then knew their lineage. And so Mary and Joseph went to the original spot of their heritage, and that's when Jesus was born. But it was during the census called out by the Roman Empire. But imagine that. Imagine in the year zero, those people had a lineage, a genealogy of their entire history going back to Abraham. What's 14 times 3? That would be, just get my calculator so I get this right. 42 generations going back, they knew their lineage. You are living here in the United States, modern, you think you're modern. Heck, you know, there's probably kids today that may not know their grandparents, let alone great-grandparents or anything about them. So back in the year 2,000 years ago, the common people knew their lineage going back that far. Imagine that. And so 42 generations from Abraham going down to Christ. And this is so hidden from modern study. But the other thing, too, is Noah is in the middle there. Noah is in the middle. And why is that important? Because of the Noah's flood. The Noah's flood was a real event in history. It was a worldwide catastrophic flood that killed the vast majority of people on Earth. There was massive devastation and loss of life. So prior to that, these population, the civilizations and the genealogy went prior to that. But as going through that period of history where there was vast devastation is Noah in Christ's history. And these were white people. There's no question about this. And so then you get down to what we call the Hebrews or the Israelites. Those are two names that go to the same people, and they were white. They were white Caucasians. If you go up to, so here's the exact point, is during, there were two major devastations on planet Earth. One was the Noah's flood. The other one was what I call the Moses event or the Venus event, which was thousands of years later. Probably we're estimating, the best estimates, and I don't pick dates and times myself, but the best estimates of people that work with calendars would pick the date of around 1500 BC when that event happened. And that was the end of the Holocene period. That's when the mastodons and the saber-toothed tigers died off, and that's when there was literally a pole shift where the Antarctica was a semi-arid populated landmass, continent literally, and what is now the North Pole was open waters, and the Atlanteans were traversing that. The entire world ocean was called the Atlantic Ocean. And the entrance into Atlantis was through the Strait of Sunda, between the Krakatoa and its sister volcano. So the Pillars of Hercules were not the Strait of Gibraltar, as the Greeks thought, because the Greeks didn't know anything about the other side of the world where Atlantis was. And there again, the modern Greeks, what we call the modern Greeks, descended from the mountains after the great catastrophe, the Moses-Venus event, and started the Greek population. And they immediately had very advanced cultures. Why is that? Because they were very educated people prior to this massive earthwide event that happened when a large celestial object came through the solar system in the form of a comet. And that was the Venus event. The Noah event was also the result of a comet. And the birth of Christ was earmarked by a very unusual comet, the star. So anyway, I've talked about this before, where the comets have been completely obliterated from history. And it's very important to understand that when NASA says that comets are little snowballs, that's a lie. That is one of the biggest lies ever created in history. Because, first of all, it couldn't possibly be true. European Space Agency has landed on the surface of a comet, and there's no ice or water or snow. There's nothing coming off the nucleus. It's not a dirty snowball. They admit it publicly, but they keep the news media keep calling it a dirty snowball. Why is that? Well, it's a control of the public. That's what I call flat earth science. They're teaching the public something that couldn't possibly be true, and how they can maintain this, it's simply through blanket coverage. And that's also why, if you look at if you are Oriental Chinese, if you're Oriental is a term, by the way, some people think that's derogatory. No, it refers to the people of the East. That's what it means, the Orientals. And from a European perspective, that those were the groups to the East that Marco Polo found. But the Chinese and the Tibetans and the people from India, etc., those were the countries to the east of known Europe. Those countries had large populations, and they fared much better after the worldwide catastrophe. And the Noah's flood, of course, Noah built an ark. He wasn't the only person that survived, but he was one of the few people that survived the worldwide flood, which had the ocean levels raising about a couple hundred feet. And you can find hints and smidgens of this where people are finding cities offshore underground, underwater, and, you know, that are submerged. And that's because the ocean levels had changed drastically. And there again, we don't know when the Noah's flood was, but it was a worldwide torrential rain that lasted, estimate, 40 days and 40 nights. And for example, I've given this example, if Earth had passed through the tail of the comet Hale-Bopp, which we were nowhere near, but if it would have, we would have spent about 40 days and 40 nights in the tail of comet Hale-Bopp. That's how big that tail was. And that was somewhat of a medium-sized comet compared to the great historical comets of old that we don't see very often. So, and by the way, I'll just to make it some of you, if you're not familiar with my work, the reason why the people who basically operate the world, create the false histories, etc., the reason they don't want you to understand about comets is because it's something that they know they can't control, and they know that the people, when they look up in the heavens, will know that the people in charge of the world can't control it either. And they will lose power. That is what it's all about. So they have you listening to the evening news about the stock market, about the impeachment, about the, you know, the war in Syria, about the, you know, everything under the sun except the things that you really should be concerned about. And that is taking care of your family, taking care of yourself, and understanding that the people that run the government can't do anything for you when the real issues of the real issues facing the human race, when those come about. So you see constant turmoil, or the thing in Virginia where they're going to confiscate guns. This is all planned. This is all planned chaos. That's what it is. And the public is reacting to it and reacting to the chaos. I mean, what the public should be doing is just ignoring it, and that's what the majority of people do. They just ignore it. You're just being overwhelmed with crazy news constantly. Absolutely bonkers news. A second impeachment hearing. You know, confiscating guns in Virginia, school shootings, PG&E going bankrupt, pulling power from millions of people in California overnight, and not maintaining their power grid. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, but this is the news when none of this should be happening. This is all planned chaos. And the reason is to keep you so befuddled and disorganized and deranged that you don't really look for the real things that affect your existence. That's what it's all about. The evening news is not to give you news, it's to keep you distracted. Okay, so anyway, there again, one of the more important things in your life, especially when you come around to Christmas or holidays, when people get to sit down, relax, take a step back, maybe not watch the news, and start reflecting on other things. The last thing they want you to do is to figure out things like this. So if you're black or if you're Chinese descendants, the ancestors are Chinese or Japanese or Tibetan or Hindu or they from India or from Turkey or from... And this is something that's very interesting also. The white races that went into Turkey, into Greece, etc., once again, were white races. And these all stem out of the same lineage that goes all the way back to Abraham. So when these groups of people filtered out in those centuries prior to the birth of Christ, Europe was already populated. The Scandinavian region was already populated. The British Isles were already populated. And interestingly enough, the people at that time knew, it was commonly known about the ancient disasters, etc. And at least they had an inkling that something had happened back there on a worldwide scale, which is something that people today have no clue about. Absolutely no clue. Let's talk about the origins of the black race, for example. There's not just one, there's many. There's very many varieties, just like there are of white people, and these developed in different regions, primarily in Africa. But if you look at your true ancestry, it couldn't possibly be true that a few thousand years ago, you descended from some little group of people in Mesopotamia. Absolutely could not be true. Your ancestry goes back thousands, tens of thousands of years. And it's just the completely blank in the history books, the origin of the black races. And to imagine that all of the different races emerged out of one a couple thousand years ago is just bonkers. To imagine that the 4-foot-tall Mayan Lacandon Indians are somehow related to the 7-foot-tall, elegant black people of Africa. It couldn't possibly be true. Let me tell you, what you're being told, both in the public, in the newspaper, on the evening news, and in the history books, and sending your kids to spend 12 years of their life sitting behind a desk learning pure garbage is just, it's criminal, literally criminal. But it's all on paper. It's all good. There's, the people get paid, the educational system goes on, and, none of this could possibly be true. It's a control mechanism. And now they're using the schools to try and herd the young people with planned school shootings. And believe me, these shootings are planned. These are planned by people on top. This is not just random nutcases walking into a school one day or a shopping mall or a tourist area, whatever. These are planned. These are planted. And they have people all over the place that on a moment's notice could be called up in mind control programs, and they could call them up in any place to a neighborhood near you, a school near you, a church near you, a shopping mall near you, a theater near you, whatever. And the public is, the problem is there's no real investigation of what is going on. There's no real investigation of the relationship between who's prompting the shooters and the shooters. And of course, 99% of the time, the shooter dies, so you can't trace him. The police go in, confiscate any computers, etc., and the rest is completely obscure. There's no investigation into who was working these people before the shootings. So that's just one aspect of keeping chaos, especially in the school systems. I wouldn't send a kid to school, to a public school, not at all. I mean, you just don't even know what's there. And plus, they're not even getting a good education. They're getting a terrible education. I was on James Fetzer's show a couple of weeks ago, and he brought up that the average student in the United States is 4 grade levels behind Chinese students. And that's true. It's the U.S. students, if you go and ask them about history, they don't know about history. They have no idea. And even what's taught to them, even if they did think they know something, it wouldn't be true. It would be a complete falsification of history. Okay, so just a little bit of a summary. If you want to see, remember, Christmas, the whole thing is not about shopping malls or, you know, you go into Walmart or Target or some store. There's not a trickle. There's not a single thing there related to Christ. That's how would you like your birthday? Okay, you come to your birthday, you come to a birthday party and celebrating your birthday, and nobody's there, doesn't even recognize you, doesn't say anything, doesn't say happy birthday to you. It's all about other people and buying presents for other people. How would you like your birthday party to be like that? You know, it's pretty deranged. So anyway, the whole issue of Christmas, of course, is celebrating the birth of Christ. But the real issue is, where did he come from? What was his lineage? And if you look at it, he was, and there are references this, where people in historical documents talk about him. And he's white, with rosy cheeks and blondish brown curly hair, and blue eyes. So that's where, you know, and if you look at the lineage, and the lineage of Europe, and by the way, that's why they don't want to talk about what I'm talking about. You know, if you went to your history class at school or university, and you asked that question, where'd the white race come from? Your history professor would look at you like dumbfounded. Well, you know, they wouldn't have an answer, because in the history books, there is no answer. They're simply not mentioned. And the same with the black race. If you were a black person, you go into your African history class and you'd say, well, where did the black race come from? They wouldn't be able to tell you. Or same with Chinese or Tibetan or Indian. They can't tell you, because they don't know, because that has been long since forgotten, and forgotten on purpose, by the way. Okay, so with that in mind, Merry Christmas to everybody. And they always say Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, I don't know. I'm not one of the. I just tell people Happy Merry Christmas, because that's a very special day. Should not be combined with New Year's, which is for a lot of people a drunken celebration because a date passed. Anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody, and understand your heritage, your lineage, because it's very important. And it's often stated by people in control that if you can destroy the history of a civilization, you can destroy the civilization. Okay, so with that in mind, I'm going to look forward here to 2020, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm looking forward to a very good year, 2020. 2019 was rather iffy. If you look in terms of, say, financial progress, things were fairly slim, but also a building year. And right now I have pretty much all of my ducks in a row as far as the wing generator, the containers. If you look on my webpage, I have the containers for sale, shipping containers, I might add. Shipping containers, if you need storage or say you have a shop, you want a shop or something like this out in the backyard. Or if you want a shipping container building, you can design anything and the factory will build it, cut the windows out, reinforce the windows, paint it brand new. And these are not used containers. You can buy cheap used containers, pay a few thousand bucks for one. But who knows what's been in them, what kind of toxic spills. And regularly they're fumigated with some chemicals that will kill anything, including you. So if you're going to buy a cheap used container, it's not only cheap, it's dangerous. So anyway, I sell brand new containers, and I could ship things in them to save on shipping costs, but I don't do that. I have them shipped empty from the time they're manufactured to the time they get to you. So they've never had anything in them. So these are brand new, and they cost a bit of money, but there's no way on the planet you're going to build something as strong as a shipping container for a structure. And these are things that are going to last 100 years, earthquake proof, they're hurricane proof. I was in two hurricanes a couple years ago when I was working on the XPRIZE, and two hurricanes came through. My shipping containers, we just put everything in the shipping containers and rode out two hurricanes. Then nothing moved. They were just came back, and they were just sitting there, same spot, and no damage, of course, at all, and no damage to what's inside. So hurricane proof. And so that's another thing going on. And then food. The New Manna food, which I'm now selling at very good pricing and free shipping. But then the water filters. And this year, 2020, I'm going to impress on people that they need a whole house water filter. I had an experience recently where I went on a trip. And I was in a place where they had fluorinated water, and my skin broke out with one shower. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm used to showering. There's nothing in my water. It's never been treated at my own personal water supply. You got to get these chemicals out of your water, because showering is the worst thing you can do. You're breathing in the vapor, this chemical soup that comes in, and even if you have a kitchen filter, it doesn't take the chemicals out when you're taking a shower or brushing your teeth. So if every night you're brushing your teeth with fluoridated water, chlorine and chloramines and glyphosate and other, who knows, a very long list of related chemicals. Here's something, too, is when they put the chlorine in the water or the fluoride or other things to kill bacteria, they react with other minerals in the water to create other volatile organic chemicals, what they call VOCs, volatile organic chemicals. And so it's a list of really bad stuff that you got to get out of your water. And the whole house water filters do not take out minerals. So if you have a mineral problem, that's another issue. You need a water softener. But I'm 2020, I'm going to be promoting the whole house water filters and encouraging people to get one and put it into your house, because it's probably one of the most important investments that you can make. And by the way, there's only a couple days left. I have a 10% sale on the whole house water filters and free shipping to the 48 states. That's going to end December 31st. So if you've been thinking about a whole house water filter, go get it now, or you'll be paying 10% more. And the reason is I'm expanding my marketing for those products. And so we're going to be selling through other outlets, just put it that way. And so we're not going to be putting them on sale. My sales will go up. and that'll put more pressure on the factory, etc. So basically, the sale is going to go off. So you have a couple more days, if you're thinking about a whole house water filter, to go to my website and order one. It's jmccsci.com. Scroll down, go to the secure web ordering page, and scroll down. You'll find the whole house water filters. But like I say, 10% sale and free shipping. It costs around $200 to send one of these systems out to you. And so that's going to go away also. So there's big savings by ordering your whole house water filter now. That's going away December 31st. Okay, so let me just give you a little rundown what we're facing here in 2020. The political haggling goes on. But I said this before, and at the end of this impeachment chaos, whatever side you're on, whatever side you view or whatever, it's already getting ugly. And it's not going to be successful in, let's say, in changing the political diatribe that's going on either side. And so the end result is that the people who want chaos in the United States are going to cause it. And it's already starting in the state of Virginia. They're trying to get the National Guard to go in and arrest sheriffs over gun control laws. They want to start a shooting war. This is where 2020 is going. So what does that mean? You need food. You need a place to stay. You need a secure location for your family. Yeah, things are going to get pretty nutty here very quick. And the real reason behind the scenes why the Democrats are holding the impeachment, articles of impeachment, is because they're waiting into 2020. And I've seen predictions where it's going to actually start in the schools, where they're going to start shooting in the schools. And when the parents go to defend their kids, they're going to try and confiscate their guns as being local terrorists. This is where it's heading. And this is a planned event coming up in 2020. And then the people that want to confiscate guns, which are basically the Democrats, let's face it, are going to initiate this basically wave of violence in basically, as has happened in throughout the world, instigate a civil disorder, basically. Also, what we're facing in 2020 is a serious amount of voter fraud. We've seen this in Virginia, in Georgia, where vast numbers of people were voting that weren't registered to vote. So a tremendous, and then leading up to the 2020 presidential election, tremendous amount of voter fraud. There will be energy outages. This is going to increase. The PG&E bankruptcy, etc., is just the tip of the iceberg. That's just going to be the beginning of bankruptcies and power outages across the United States. So you could be in an area and all of a sudden your power company goes bankrupt and you're without electricity. There's an issue. Somebody wrote in to me about smart meters. The smart meter is so they can turn your electricity off at your house without you, without cause, basically. And so there again, that's an element of control that can be mandated outside of what really should be there. The electric power company should not be a political tool, but that's what's happening with the smart meters. Plus, they're very dangerous. They give off excess electromagnetic radiation. They're a danger. They're a health hazard. And they're meant to monitor your electric usage and to shut off your electricity if you're not a good controlled citizen. So these are the things. And then plus, the electric power companies are going to be going bankrupt in the next year, the next 2 years for sure, because they simply are, they're financially bankrupt, literally. They're just going on basically spent fuel. And nuclear disasters are ripe for the making in the United States. A lot of people don't know this, but the 104 nuclear reactors in the United States, all of them are leaking. All of them are way past their prescribed lifetime, and they're being reauthorized for, in cases, up to 20 to 30 years. Absolutely ridiculous. So the nuclear energy industry is absolutely corrupt, and that's going to cause, they're going to try and tell you that nuclear energy is green because it doesn't allegedly have a carbon footprint. But that's completely false. Nuclear energy does have a carbon footprint. But also, I mean, if you're worried about such things, but the other issue is that nuclear waste is a horrific, horrific problem that nobody is talking about. Nuclear energy is not green, not by any stretch of the imagination. So this is where we're headed in 2020, and that's why I've prepared myself and why I can prepare you to face this. The wing generator, lots of people are becoming energy independent using the wing generator. They are buying storage containers for basically a very sturdy shelter that's hurricane-proof, and if locked down sufficiently, would be could withstand very powerful winds and weather, etc. And also the Numana food, the water filters, where you can have gravity water filters. You can carry them with you, so you can have clean water wherever you go. And clean water is probably one of the most important things that you can have. If you look in developing countries, as soon as they get clean water, things turn for the turn much better for them, because they have clean water. So you need clean water. That's number one. And so on my webpage, I have all of these things, plus information. The paid cast, I'm encouraging people to take a look at that, or go to my Patreon channel. It's patreon.com/JMCCSCI, which is the same as my webpage. JMCCSCI.com, 7 letters, short for J. McCanny Science. So JMCCSCI.com. And go there. It's an old-style webpage, kind of difficult to follow, but all of these important items at the very top. So once again, Merry Christmas. Take a little time to understand your genealogy. And let's march into this new year. Hopefully take it with a positive attitude. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.